express himself very well, but in terms that are clever, I suppose you would call it, but that seems to be a little cheap word, witty but meaningful way. And it's very easy to tell when his next comment will be witty, because he draws up one side of his mouth in a, well, I suppose I would have to call it a sneer, but it's not really a sneer, because a sneer has a sinister feeling or a sinister emotion attached, and it's not sinister at all. It's the kind of expression you have to laugh at. You know something funny is coming, and you want to laugh before you even know what it is it's said. It's that type of expression. He spoke to us last night with his eyes closed, almost. Looking down his nose at it is the easiest way to describe it, but there's no holier-than-thou in Peter that I can detect. It just apparently easier to see us that way. He's I got the impression that he felt he was wearing pince-nez glasses because he was looking down the way he would through that type of glasses. As far as what was said last night, I think possibly we might be able to reconstruct some of it in our discussions tonight. But most of what happened last night was instructional for Harris, and the reason for last night was explained to us as being necessary to quell any doubts that were starting to arise within Harris, and give him instruction on his role in this. Now that Lucette is starting to accept her role, it's time to break Harris in, so to speak. I think at this point we're probably ready to have a session, or we're calling it a session.
We're going to see what happens.
We're going to sit here and talk and see what happens. This is actually what happened last night. I don't think either of us expected to have Peter come and speak with us. We just sat down to have a cigarette before we went to bed. This was 11:30, about 11 o'clock before Jim and Gary left, and we came in to have a cigarette and then go to bed. And we talked. While we were having a cigarette, we started talking, and suddenly Peter was with us. So it came on us quite unexpectedly, because the two previous evenings since I've been home that we attempted to make contact, we were unable to do so, and this time we weren't really trying, and it happened. So it was a shock, to say the least.
Comfortable?
Yes.
Okay.
Start talking.
Good evening, Peter.
He's with us, but that's the wrong way to start, okay?
No. Okay. The wrong way to start.
Well, no, it's not the wrong way to start, but
Peter, are you there?
Good evening.
Peter, much of our conversation, Lucette and mine, since these sessions, as I call them, has been about religion and its place in the lives of mortals, or I guess mortals. And of course last night you mentioned one question or reprimanded me in a sense that the inner truth or the inner comfort that's derived from those who are deeply religious is important. I'm not sure I understood what you meant by that, that their belief in anything that led them toward God or led them down that path was important to their inner selves. Is that what you meant by that?
Belief is a step in learning. Belief comes in many forms. Belief, as you mean it, for those, it is their learning. The inner self learns through believing, but recognition of the inner self comes in knowing, and it is the knowing toward which we strive.
So the but then it would appear that the belief must come before the knowing can be achieved. Is that right?
Yes. It must come before the knowing. Belief and knowing are like belief and knowing are like atoms. They are closely related and yet different by nature.
So my mind can conceive of a difference. The knowing is related to the belief, and the belief is related to the knowing.
Yes. Related, but not the same.
Right. I understand that. The knowing comes from accepting belief.
Belief is a feeling. Feelings come from a part of the inner self, and knowing is from a part of the inner self which you would relate to your intellect. If we can see your body as if it were an inner self, belief would be emotion. Knowing would be intellectual. They are both part of the whole being, but related and not the same.
I see. And both are equally important to the whole self.
Because they are related, they are both important. You can't have a wagon and no horse to pull it.
True. you can have both, but they don't either function as well without the other. Then religion, well, religion does provide the whole self with some of each, though.
Religion, as you know it, provides a guide down the path of belief. It can only point the way. The feeling must come from within. The feeling is not in the religion. The doctrines in your religions are like a roadmap down which the inner self may travel. And the town at the other end is belief.
I see. There are many organized religions.
Yes.
The teaching of each, though, is the ultimate goal, though, is belief in something. And in almost every religion, well, every religion that I know of, the belief is in God or a supreme being or
the maker.
A maker. Yes. So this then is a product of our inner selves, in the sense that our whole self or inner self is aware of the maker.
Yes, aware, but when you take on mortal form, so much is forgotten, and so much must be learned anew. Belief is necessary before knowing once more can be accomplished. Religions that have as their basis the maker or God or deity or whatever term they may use to describe the all-powerful one. Religions based on this were developed because the inner self of man, of men, know this is true. But when men, inner selves, take mortal form, they stop knowing and must learn to believe. It's like a child growing up and growing old and growing wise and then starting all over again. Can you see?
Yes. As mortals, then, we must learn to believe. And
belief cannot be learned. That is the problem. Belief must be felt. Man guards his feelings so carefully, as though they were precious stones. These feelings are the key. These feelings are his release. These feelings are the most important things he has. When these feelings are released, then belief is possible. Belief, then, is a function of feeling.
Seth speaks of reality to each individual as a creation of his mind. Reality is his ideas looking back at him, his feelings being perceived again by him. A very difficult concept. Can you explain how the feelings enter into this?
Do you want to know what is reality? Or what part feelings play in your definition of reality?
I think both. First, what is reality?
Reality is... reality is for you to understand. Reality is not what you see or feel in your mortal form. Reality is more than that. Reality is a part of your inner self, and your inner self is feeling. Feelings, not tasting, not that.
Emotion type feeling.
Yes.
Too restricted.
Yes. The words. Reality is what your inner self feels, knows, experiences. And this is not what your body knows, experiences, or feels necessarily. So when you say, what is reality? Reality is for you one thing, for me another. In progressing, in learning, reality changes too. Reality is not an absolute. That is why your mortal body can never perceive what is real, because your body absolutely sees, absolutely hears, absolutely smells, etc. But your inner soul can do more. More things. Reality then is deeper, if you will. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I was looking then for a definition of reality to my mortal self, which is bounded, defined. And reality then, as you explain it, is that which I perceive with my senses. And that's not a valid definition of a complete reality, even for myself.
Reality for your inner self, the true reality of which we will be learning, is not bounded. It is infinite in nature. And this is difficult to accept and understand, I know. But if you just believe for now, you will see later.
You found it difficult to tell me to just believe because you know my feelings about what I learned in religion. But I can just believe for now. Although I did not understand it when Seth explained it, and I know I need more teaching before.
Did you understand what I said?
Yes, I did understand that.
You will experience reality of your inner self. But this takes time. Belief is only a tiny step. There is much to do.
Yes. I understand that. I had planned to talk about religion at some length, but I don't see that that is necessary. Religion, like time, is a man-made device to assist in living as a mortal. Of course, religion was designed to do a little bit more, although man may not have realized that. Is that not true? It was designed to help the inner self.
Yes.
Toward consciousness. Consciousness. That's.
Yes. Yes.
Awareness. Knowing. Beyond belief. Okay. I mutter a lot. I'm still at the point where I'm getting answers to questions before I ask them.
You are gathering your thoughts together, and that is good.
It's difficult to understand that I do know so much, understand so much, that I've never even thought about it before.
It is a part of the awakening.
And is unsettling. A rude awakening, you might say, although it's not an unpleasant feeling. In the same context, there are other things that people believe in that I've called crutches in the past. I think last night I mentioned astrology, fortune-telling, and I don't mean to lead down a road that would seem to imply that this is related to any of the things I want to talk about, but is belief in these things the same
yes.
type?
It is another direction toward the town of belief. I knew your question and had my answer formulated before you got more than three words out.
I felt that too. And
these other man-made devices are all to help him toward belief, toward awakening his true self. Inner selves differ as men, women, children differ. For some, one form is needed, one path is needed. For others, another form, another path is needed. To pick one and ignore another is part of free will.
In each of these paths, there seems to be a danger. Not necessarily of going overboard. Well, the best example I can think of, and this may be unfair, it's not intended to be a criticism, but in astrology, for instance, people accept, believe, to the point that they allow these horoscopes to affect their lives. They allow the horoscopes to happen, so to speak. Is this because their free will must be bounded? Not bounded.
No.
I
think I know what you're asking now, too. And the answer is difficult. If you don't understand, please stop me and question further. The inner self of all knows no bounds. it is related to the universe. Fortune-telling, reading from the stars can do no more than a good talk with yourself could do. Anyone, can know his inner self, can know his future. And if knowing makes it happen, then knowing makes it happen. But knowing it will happen is not the stimuli. The stimulus, it is not the force. The force is in the inner self. Can you see?
Yes, that answers a part of the question. I think the other part of the question was... No, I guess that does take care of it all. Then the danger is not there. I've always been hesitant to accept some forms, and I guess that's a choice of my free will.
Yes, you spoke of danger. I can see no dangers when one is experiencing awakening, when one is following a path toward belief, when one is learning of one's true self. There is no danger. This knowledge can only come after belief is achieved, and no other way can it come. There is no danger in believing.
No, the the danger to me was apparently a part of my rejection of particular paths to follow. I decided on my free will which path was the one for me and rejected the others as being too dangerous, apparently. That must be the reason.
You know that answer better than I.
Yes, I was just trying to explain myself, which is becoming increasingly more difficult with each day, suddenly.
But necessary.
Yes. I'm at a loss for words. I thought I had a lot of questions to ask, but with one answer you completed.
You spoke of danger. There are some who would see danger in what you and Lucette are doing now. But you do not fear. You question, but you do not fear. So it is a matter of choice.
Yes.
But to say one is harmful is misleading.
Yes. This was my intellect making a decision when I was experiencing those particular types, astrology, the other paths. I just didn't want that path and therefore said it was dangerous.
As picking one doctrine, one religious doctrine, over another. One is not wrong. One is not right. If the one chosen leads to belief, leads to the awakening of the inner self, then it was not harmful, it was not wrong. To pick one and ignore another is a function of each inner self.
But the choice of the path is not important as long as it achieves the awakening of the inner self.
Yes, but often it does not.
Yes, it... is this further along the path of awakening, this type of activity, or is this would this be impossible if we had not already been awakened? Or are we not awake yet?
You are aware. Awareness must come first, then belief. Awareness is difficult to explain because it too is a feeling. In mortal form, you must become aware that inside you is your true self, that your body is not your true self. So awareness must come first. Awareness has been achieved, and belief to a degree. It is difficult to speak of these things in terms of degree, but there are degrees of belief, as there are strengths of feeling. Love intensely, love a little bit. Can you see?
Yes, yes. Because belief is a feeling also.
Yes. The inner self is feeling. You are feeling, but not emotion. Not what you know as feeling or emotion. Not uncontrolled, not haphazard, illogical, not that feeling. Feeling I am searching for the words. Feeling that is certain, feeling that is safe, feeling that is knowing, feeling near absolute, this feeling. Your inner self is feeling. It must become aware through feeling, but there is the barrier, your body. After awareness is achieved, it knows of its own existence, but it must believe its own existence. And this, you might say, is a deeper awareness. Can you see?
All right, you say our inner selves must not only become aware, but be certain of our bodies. Which is it? You said body.
No, your body is the obstacle.
I see.
We are speaking now of the inner self. Your body can be an obstacle unless it carries you to church each Sunday, or some such, to your fortune teller. Your body can be an obstacle in knowing your inner self, because your body thinks it is you, but it is not you. When a body is aware that there is an inner self, that awareness is deepened with belief, because belief forms a tie with something beyond the inner self, beyond the body. Can you see?
Something beyond the inner self?
Yes. With the maker. The tie is made with the maker. Whatever term you choose to call him. Or in whatever form you recognize him. The tie is made. The awareness is deepened because of the belief. It is the adhesive, the strength of the bond. Awareness deepens through belief. With more awareness and more learning through feeling comes knowing. Knowing also is in degrees. Little bit, little bit, little bit. Not all at once. But with each little bit, little bit, little bit, the awareness, the belief, the knowing is bound closer together. This is the process for advancing. You asked where what you are doing here, where this would be located. It is one way of learning little bit by little bit by little bit. Can you see?
No, I didn't. Where?
You were wondering where in the whole of things, what you are doing with me, where it would be located. Is it like religion for some, for astrology for some?
I see.
It is but one way of becoming aware, of believing, of knowing, of binding. Can you see?
Yes, so it has no relative position in a hierarchy. It's just another way.
There is not one better, one less better way.
The important thing is the awareness. And in a hierarchy, it's just another way.
There is not one better, one less better way.
The important thing is